money for. I just like money, but you would trade, it wasn't good except to trade in a store, and they had coupons they'd clip off too.
Yeah.
You had a coupon system. That was the easiest way to keep up with what they owe. Whenever they walk up to the window and they borrow, they get $4 coupon or $2 coupon, you give them two books, and then you charge it, and then whenever they set up in those days, they have payday every month. You know, it was about the way it paid. That was getting to be early. It used to be once a year, they settle up. Once a year, they settle up. Even the independent people, the white people. In other words, the stores, that was a general store that handled everything. And you'd walk in there, you'd open your account, and you'd pay every year. It's just an ordinary store, just like you had a store here in town, you know.
Uh-huh.
But everybody would trade that way.
Huh.
And they used to tell a joke, you know, about the these cotton plantations and turpentine plantations. They'd start off every month, you know, with a March 1890, and when he at the bottom of the page, he'd add up everything he got, including that 1890, you know, up at the top, 1890 the year. Then he'd turn over the next page, he'd put 1891, maybe, you know. And then at the bottom of the page, he'd add what the fellow owed, he'd include that 1891 again, you know. That was the tale they told, and that's the way they'd run them accounts up, you know, by adding the year in it.
Yeah.
And of course, that was probably a joke, you know, but they did carry the whole year. I know that because just white people, I mean, white people had money. And I ain't betting that I can, that wasn't been too long ago. I'd say about 60 years ago here. That was prevalent, you know.
Yeah. Well, now, what would you call a child born to an unmarried woman? A woman who wasn't married?
Well, I mean, you know, people would, it wasn't a complimentary thing, bastards.
Yeah.
I know they had, you know, they would
they call them that,
they call them in quiet whisper, you know, they wouldn't say that, you know, that school's a bastard over there, so,
yeah.
You know, just point out to them, you know.
Yeah.
But it was in
a child of a racially mixed marriage would be called
mulatto, I believe. Let's see.
Yeah.
They had another name for them, though, too. Instead of mulatto.
Yeah, I was talking to Mr. about that. Called Creole?
Yeah, well, a Creole was a kind of a mixture of Spanish and French. And I don't know whether they, really, I don't think a Creole is supposed to have. Doesn't he know the black, a Negro mixture, but they did kind of. I don't think he's supposed to, but I think around here, I like DeLille.
Uh-huh.
You see, DeLille is a community of mixed people.
Yeah, that's up in Canada.
No, that's in Harrison County, but it's near Hancock County.
Where's that? That's
it's above north of Pass Christian.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Out there in the woods, you know. Because I had, that's where my pa ran there. He was a dealer, and I went there and asked him. I said, you know, if I ran, I said, you're supposed to tell me how to raise my children. He said, I couldn't do it. He said, the Lord was good enough to me to give me, and I raised two and made a favor. And he said, two girls, made a favor. And he was about, he lived to be 90 years old.
How's that? What do you mean?
Well, he made a favor and raised his children. And he said, see, the Lord was good enough to give him a chance to do it over again. He don't know where he made a mistake, you know?
Yeah.
And I asked him, was those Ditos, those black Ditos, kin to him? He said, I'll tell you how you can tell. He said, back in slavery days, my great-grandpa, or grandpa, I forgot which, took care of that. He says, if you see a Dito,
what's a Dito
now? His name, it's a name of a family, D-E-D-E-A-U-X, was a Dito, that's like Smith, you know?
Yeah.
But that was a French name. Dito, they came here, Ditos came from France, named Dito, you know? They didn't change the name.
Uh-huh.
And he says, if you see one that's black, I had one with me that was working for me in the kill, and I brought him over there to visit and talk French to them people, and they had the biggest kick in the world, you know, talking to each other in the French, and he was yellow. And so
he was
his skin was yellow, you know, mulatto, I guess you call it.
Yeah.